But in a marketing and sales approach, we're all scared to step out of the norm. Like you said, like you're not getting results with these collages, and you want clients and you want to create your brand and you stay in this container that people can understand and trust. That's where it's hard to say, how do we actually support each other with the ability to decompose this old narrative and this old way of communicating and create the acceptance of all this radical Aquarius mindset? Because I'm an Aquarius. Mm-hmm. And right now we're in Aquarius, and we have a new moon. We're coming into the new year of the wooden dragon, and Pluto is coming into Aquarius, and
Hanukkah's ending. There's that new Chinese New Year is going to be huge as well, like you just mentioned. It's like all these major eras are stopping now and shifting into the new. It is big. So maybe this is coming to the forefront for us, and probably others if they do listen to this, you know, recording, because we're ready for that change.
Yeah.
We're not clinging to the old anymore. We are, I've had it up to here with the old.
But I'm glad you're here, because what I'm talking about, what I wanted to talk about, was just kind of like on the fly about words and spells. And like, I talked about this last week a little bit, but I was breaking down the word design. Like, I was like, okay, what is design anyways? Like, what am I talking about? How am I helping anybody with this conversation? Like, what is this really about in a full embodiment, not just like on a computer making little graphics? Like, what is it that I'm really talking about? And so then I thought about the word design, and I was like, D-E and sign. And then I thought about other words that are like decomposition.
Right. Declutter.
Declutter, detergent, like all the things. It's about particleization. And so I was like, why is that the root beginning of creating a design? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'm feeling like words like destruct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so to me, it's like undoing, isn't it? So you're undoing a sign that doesn't make sense, because you're trying to convey a message. You're creating a sign. The English language, I mean, everything's so convoluted. We're discovering that as we get closer and closer to the age of Pisces shifting into Aquarius. Okay. how much obfuscation there is with words. It's amazing.
Yeah, but that's why I was really wanting to figure out if I keep using the word I do designs, or let me help you with a design, if that actually isn't serving or matching with what I'm energetically doing. And that's why I felt like it always has felt displaced.
So okay.
Like, what is so this?
D, the prefix D is Latin for day, from, and it means away from, out of.
Interesting. Oh, this is interesting.
Away from, decease, down, degrade, reversal, detect, removal, defoliate, and is used intensively, devote, and pejoratively, detest.
Interesting.
So it is to take away from a sign. So yeah. I would like to put a positive spin on that and think about maybe making a new sign that's more understandable.
Yeah.
Because a sign would be a signal, right?
Right. But is it a distraction from what you should be looking at? Because isn't that...
You're pointing away from the sign.
Right. Because are you diverting attention with your design?
Isn't that... Think about it, though.
I know. That's what
Madison Avenue does all the time.
Yes. That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's like, wow, I never thought of that before. It is not what we thought it was at all.
Yeah, because when I was playing around with words when I first started Taito with advertising, because that's what my degree was in, my saying, this poem that came out, was to advert the eye to what I want to emphasize. And it was the same idea. It's like, I really want to be a distraction. I'm creating a distraction with designing. I'm creating a need for you to get out of your thought or whatever you were doing and look at something I created. if it is about to take away from, I don't
Yes,
know.
but you
There's
know,
some...
you come from a fine arts background. I come from an advertising
No,
background.
my degree's in advertising.
Okay, so
Yeah.
I can see where that could be used for not the best means,
Yeah.
you know, especially like, you know, look at all the you know, soap opera advertising, you know, you have to have this dishwasher powder, you
Right.
know, or you aren't a, you know, a proper functioning domestic person, and your children are going to suffer terribly
Must
because
purchase our thing.
exactly,
Yeah.
you know,
Yeah, I was hoping to have a positive spin on this, but when I found that out,
I'm not
oh my
right. I
God.
mean, I can see where you could now let's look at it at a spiritual standpoint though. We can be pointing people to a new sign
Right.
that we everything has a plus and a minus.
I know. I
The
know.
first thing though that came to mind though was not positive though when you brought this up, but I can see where maybe, and that's because I know this particular forum has a spiritual bent to it as well as a practical bent. Now, it is exciting to think of that we can be dropping little kernels of wisdom to people and that kind of design. Ooh, I just got the
Yeah.
truth bumps on that.
Yeah, I felt that. Yeah.
So, I mean, it all depends on the spin we take with this, right?
It's the yin and the yang spin. It's the light and the dark, right? So it's like,
Right, right.
what is the intention? What is the directive? Who's the narrator of that? Like, look this way
Right.
and
Are
or
you
look
trying to
this
be a
way.
master manipulator puppet, or
Yeah.
is your intention to
Love.
help people discover things
Yeah.
for themselves?
I think you
Hey.
nailed it. So that's good because I was getting really discouraged. And then that comes back into, the content and the whole purpose of this was like, how do we shift our mentality from traditional, ways of communicating with advertising and the design, which is now going to never feel the same way, and put it into that positive spin where it actually is helping and healing, but shifting our I think I was listening to something today, and she's like, as soon as you have the power of knowing, that's the first step out of the manipulative deliveries that
Yeah,
these
it loses power once you're aware of it.
that part. And so I was like, well, as long as we know that when we are delivering these designs and these distractions from others' realities, that we better have something to back it up that's in alignment with something that's really positive for our communities and not. But again, I say that, and I know so many people are their job is to make spiritual, community or an offering and like all these things that we actually still have to be profiting from. So I think it's hard for us to not add sales into spirituality and like how to do that and just find a new way to deconstruct and decompose and then rebuild kind of this new way of communicating as our spiritual offerings, our community-based things, like changing the tone a little bit from.
Yeah, but you know, it's hard, and I know you know this too, because you know, I'm trying to just like little do little announcements on Facebook, you know, that I'll be at such and such a place, you know, and I've just decided, yeah, I love making collage, so I'm doing collage art with it, and I'm doing
Yeah,
goofy
that's cute.
stuff because I'm goofy. D deep down in my heart, my art style is very fun, and nobody responds to them, even though I'm doing what I love, and I'm just doing an announcement. I'm not pushing people on anything. I'm doing collages, so they're fun for me. They're you know, they're my style, and I find that people are not remarking or leaving likes for those.
Yeah.
So I think that the situation is that my guides are saying they're not ready for us. They still want the spiritual guru in the linen shirt and you know with the om behind them and the you
Yeah.
know they want the stereotype spiritual design. I can't do that. It's not me. But I do think that there's an expectation from the public that, you know, you should be using purple because it's so spiritual and white, and you should have something that's like a beautiful sacred geometry in the background, which I love, but it's not me. And so that's a fine line too. Like, how do you keep your integrity? How do you let people know, hey, I'm here. I've got wisdom to share because I've been through the same lumps and bumps you're going through right now. I found ways that help me. So now I'm offering them to you,
I
and
think you,
I'm
yeah,
just,
just gotta
but
check.
I'm offering it in a way that's my style, and I don't feel that the people in the spiritual community are open to seeing goofy collages that look like the 1960s. But I love that.
I think if you, yeah, so this is actually right on point, because the thing that they were talking about is, I don't have all the terms, but this lady, she's like the alchemist. I follow her on YouTube, and she was talking about, you know, the agenda, how this, you know, our main structures of our society were built with this, you know, intentions to, well, they're creating spells, like with Hollywood spells and with,
Oh,
you know,
yeah, all
all
of
of the
them.
declarations, and it's all about forewarning and letting you know what they're going to do before they do it, so that we consciously and subconsciously can digest and have the choice to participate. And so it becomes like this group awareness, right? And it's the human conditioning that we're all part of as we experience whatever delivery is getting broadcasted. So that was where this morning I was sitting with this conversation in my head about what, as a designer and in my training, it was always about doing what has been done, doing what's familiar, because it's safe and known. And subconsciously, we feel safe when we see things that have been done. We feel safe when we see that purple background with the white linen cloth on. You're like, oh, this
But
person's
how
here
many
because
times do we have to
that's
see
how I've
someone
come.
on the beach doing the yoga warrior pose?
I know, but that's the default that I'm asking you, as the design or the decomposition or the dismantling of that which has been running, to then bring up collages and individuality to actually be the conversation and the showstopper. Like, you might not get as much engagement because you're actually throwing them off. Like, you're dismantling and design. You're like, hey, I'm kind of creating something that you may not have seen and you can't relate with right away. But the more that you do it and you challenge the narrative of the norm, you become just that. You become the rebel of, you know, this, all this shit. And that's what you are. You are the one who can say, I speak the truth. I see things a different perspective, and I'm not afraid to say it like it is. So I think that's what I've been asking, is like, let's just have the bravery to step into this, like,
Well, and that's the
really be
new
the paradigm.
paradigm. The new paradigm of Aquarius is authenticity. It's not posing. Posing's Pisces.
Right. Posing.
Posing, everything was about status and perception and power suits and all that stuff. And now Aquarius comes in, and Aquarius is the rebel. And Aquarius is like, I gotta be me. I'm tired of being fake. And, you know, maybe we're riding the crest of the new wave first. I don't know. And but I honestly feel like I, in my heart of hearts, I can't even try to appeal to people in ways that don't feel authentic to me anymore.
Yeah, I think
So I'm not going to be able to do
you're
the
alone.
design that is not, that is expected.
Yes.
Because I'm not a hippie. You know, you tell people that they're spiritual and they think you're a hippie. Yeah, I don't know how many people have tried, you know, when I tell them what I do, you know, like one time I went to a store and I mentioned what, oh, I was with someone who else who I met at a psychic fair. So she's very intuitive. She took me to Bellingham to see Bellingham for the first time. Went to the store, and somehow the conversation came up about what we do. And then the girl at the desk said, oh, you're gonna love, you should go to this store down the street. They have tie-dye. And I looked at that girl, I went, I'm not a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm an old punk rock girl. Do not try to assume I'm a hippie. I am not a hippie. And I, you know, I'm tired of the stereotypes. I'm tired of I'm just tired of the manipulation, which is what you started the conversation with.
Yeah.
This is how it should be. This is how you're supposed to do it. This is how you appeal to the masses. This is how, it's just
Well,
like,
but that's how it stays as a container. That's how they keep it in the loop. Whereas us who are dismantlers or, freedom thinkers or mystics or, beatniks or Seattle chicks that love rock and roll, it's like that's not the point. The point is that each one of us has an individual right to just stand in our bliss, right? To be everything that we want to be. But in a marketing and sales approach, we're all scared to step out of the norm. Like you said, like you're not getting results with these collages, and you want clients and you want to create your brand and you stay in this container that people can understand and trust. That's where it's hard to say, how do we actually support each other with the ability to decompose this old narrative and this old way of communicating and create the acceptance of all this radical Aquarius mindset? Because I'm an Aquarius, and right now we're in Aquarius, and we have a new moon. We're coming into the new year of the wooden dragon, and Pluto's coming into Aquarius, and I'm just
Kali
like,
Yuga is ending. That new Chinese
oh
New Year is going to
my
be huge as well, like you just
gosh.
mentioned. It's like all these major eras are stopping now and shifting into the new. It is big. So maybe this is coming to the forefront for us and probably others if they do listen to this recording, because we're ready for that change. We're not clinging to the old anymore. We are. I've had it up to here with the old. I ended up with an advertising degree by default. When I was at University of Washington, the year that I qualified to and I applied for communications department, I was going to go into broadcasting and they cut the department. So I got this letter that said, "Oh, you're accepted. Congratulations, but that department doesn't exist anymore. So pick this or this." My choice was journalism or advertising. Journalism sounded horrible.
Listen to the three options: broadcasting, which is communicating with your voice and delivering a disturbance of information to take you off route; advertising, to advert the eye and to help people to create this awareness of product and commercialism; and then journalism, which is to write. Like all your options in this category, if we were to say like capitalism and communication, and what the schools and education system is helping us to do is to stay in the loop. I just keep feeling this loop. And I was watching another thing, and they were showing how the infinity symbol is actually what creates the time warp and the, I mean, it was beyond, it was so esoteric, I couldn't even follow it. I'm like, I'm gonna need to watch this like 5 times and read about it, but just glancing at it, I really do believe in the infinity versus a circle, because I believe that it shifts and
But
loops.
it's more like a toroidal field, and we're the center point in the middle there.
But
And
we,
especially if you're talking about eras, you can kind of think of that one side of that infinity sign could be Pisces and the other could be Aquarius, and yet the
yeah,
energy
and they're just
is
coming in.
shifting.
And that's why I have a really hard time conforming, and why I have a hard time being in groups and circles. Like, I warn my community, is like, I'm not a kind of person that likes to sit in a circle and be told what to do and how to think and how to sit. Like, I like to be in a room where I can be myself, and have, if I want to laugh or I want to cry, I'm safe to do that. So it's like I know I'm unique, and I know other people feel the same way. But it's the same way with, yeah, this whole de designing our lives and designing how we want to put ourselves out there, and how are we going to attract. But I just kept getting the feeling like, you just got to be out there and be with community, like your drum circles, your ability to create song. And it is absolutely amazing to see how many people show up for your group, because I was like, because you're so in alignment with everything that you are. Like, you having that drum circle is so you, and it works, and everybody's flooding in. You don't even have to try. There's certain things that each of us has that we're supposed to be doing, and as soon as we step into that, that's where we're going to start finding it. And then you just have to make an announcement, like you do. And you're like, oh, by the way, I do readings, and if you want to, blah blah blah,
That's see,
here's my website.
that's where I have the hard time because I don't promote myself at the drum circles. So I think a lot of
It could
people who come
be.
don't even know that I offer spirit guide
I
drawings
thought it
or
was
tarot
fun.
readings. Yeah, it feels false for me to do that in that venue. So I just completely forget about it. But yes, I should be letting people know, hey, I'm going to be at this store next week, and I'm going to be do, you know, I'm free for love for Zoom meetings for readings and such. Yeah.
I mean, if the intention is to your drum circle and bringing the rhythm and the spirit of, all that's coming forward in those groups, being organic and allowing all that is fine. But also saying at the end, like just saying at the end of this, we will have time for you all to speak about what you do because we all came in here with gifts and we may be of service to each other. So get to know each other. It's like we have to start looking at this as like physical community. Like dating, if you will, but it's like, yeah, who are you vibing with? Who are you being drawn to? Who was supposed to show up that showed up, then you did too. Like, I know that's how it seems to work for me, is that I feel like I'm supposed to be somewhere, I'll be there. I'll show up for the right reason. And I think a lot of us are just gonna start being divinely led. And I don't think we're gonna need to be creating so much hype on these
I don't think
designs.
so either, because it feels like that's the age of Pisces too.
It's true.
I don't know if you've ever met someone named Karen Crane, but she talked to me about, and she's got a st strong background in promotion, because she had her own company related to tarot decks. And she's her own jewelry craft designer now. And she explained to me about maternal advertising versus patriarchal advertising. And if you think about, and if you just think about masculine energy, it's the active energy, it's the pushing energy, push, push, push. That's Pisces. Push, get this now. You know what I hate most than anything? Funnel. Funnels, funnels. I hate them. Are you sure you want to click off of this? I've got another offer for you. No, I don't want it. Oh, are you sure? You better second guess yourself, because you'd be crazy to pass this up. I hate that. That to me is active, pushy, patriarchal advertising.
Got it.
Okay.
So that's a
For
structure
marketing,
for marketing.
right? Push, 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 push. Okay. The matriarchal advertising is a softer approach, which is here I am, here's what I do, contact me if you're interested. More like that. Now, I've tried that. It feels more like me. It's not particularly successful, but I think that's where we're going. I don't think people want this aggressive marketing anymore. I don't want it.
Because you want to know you made the decision because you felt led to make that decision, because that's your sovereign right and choice. And right, like I think that's where everybody's coming at it, is that like, I don't want to be told what to do anymore. Like, I'll do it my way and I'll show up if I
And that's
want to.
very
It's
Aquarian, as
very
you know,
Aquarius.
since that's your sign.
So I'm just like, everybody get on board. I've been riding this road for a couple of years now. So it's like, I get it and I love it. And I'm already kind of, it's not hard for me to step into this energy. And so now it's like, now I just have to really kind of dismantle all the ways I've been taught and dismantle all the ways I've been doing things and say, okay, how do you do a maternal ad versus
And
a.
that brings in an interesting point too, because the people in the audience need to dismantle their training too.
How we're seeing and what we're seeing and why. That same thing about knowing what you're being fed and where is it coming from? What is this awareness that can help us to break free of that conditioning, right? Or that manipulative feeling? Or what, how did you state that?
I don't recall
The
what
art
I
of
just.
knowing something helps you not to be.
Oh, when you know something, it loses its power when you're aware of
Yeah, that part. You know
it.
something, it loses its power of
Yeah,
like
and what we're
when
aware of are the tricks that the
it's being
advertising
like.
game is playing. And we don't like it
And then
anymore.
you can choose. It's the same feeling. Like, okay, well, go ahead and put that in. I can see where you're coming from. I can see that you're trying to sell that product. Let me do some research and find out if it's in alignment with me. Let me see if you're using integrity with your products. Let me check in and then make my decision. And then by then, maybe I've changed my mind. And every time I see that ad, I skip it or I hide it because I've already made up my mind. So I feel like that's where we're all coming at this is like you're saying, just show up. That's what I decided to do. I would spirits like just show up every Tuesday and start talking and we'll tell you what to talk about. I was like, okie doke. So I literally have the expectation of building and developing community and creating this radical awareness because that's what I love to talk about. That's what I, as a woman, I like to talk. And so it's fun for me to jump on. He's like, okay, I can do
Okay, let's go back to matriarch. As a woman,
that.
you like to talk, but you also like to hear
Listen, I do.
and listen and receive.
And learn and
Whereas that where the
feel.
patriarchal stuff is just talk, 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 talk. Read, 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 read. Push this button, push this button, push this button.
Well, it's puppeteering. It's saying, don't worry about it. Don't think about it. We're going to tell you what to do and where to go. And you don't have to think.
Oh,
You
no.
just get in our car and let's
Aquarius does
be
not
here.
like that.
No. So I was like, where are you taking me? Why are you taking me there? What's going to happen? How much does that cost? Is that an investment that I need to think about? Or like, who is this person? So like the discernment and the discretion that we have to have as consumers, it's all in alignment with this dismantling of our own identities, the dismantling of our the sign that, oh, God said I was supposed to take a walk, but then all of a sudden I saw this flyer. And I started going down the world wide web of distraction, right? And now that dismantling of my original divine sign has been distracted. And now I'm going down this loop and this circle of information that's trying to get me to purchase something and keep our constant need for money and survival instincts. Like, how long is it going to take before? I mean, that's what I was thinking today. I was like, even though I desire so badly to live in this new way. I know I'm still having to pay my mortgage. Like, I still got to pay my bills. And so I was like, okay, well, what can I do? I was like, I should do my art classes again. And I'm like, what's holding me back? And I was like, I don't have a place to do this. I do, but I want something better and I'm waiting. And so I'm like, I know that we can all say, like, what is it that I want to give the world? I want to give the world more art. So that's what I've decided. I'm stepping into my art. And now I don't know if that's not me being masculine enough and saying I need to go out there and push and find the space and get the bid, and like talk to the people and or if I need to just kind of sit back and say something like, hey, I'm looking for a space if anybody knows anything. I don't know, like maybe I need to do something is what I'm feeling.
I get it. And I feel like going back to these eras, it's like we still have one foot in Pisces and the other in Aquarius. And that's what the frustrating, and but that's what we came to master, all these dichotomies, right? Once again, it's your choice, but I don't thankfully, I think based on our conversation, we're discovering there isn't a right or a wrong way. There's just a your way,
That's true.
and either people, my understanding too at this age of Aquarius is people are either going to like you as a personality or they're not. They're not so much interested in the glamour and the shine anymore. They're interested in the in who's who are you. What are you bringing me? Whereas before it was all glitz and glamour and, the
Putting
man
on the
behind the
mask
curtain.
and the fake stuff and looking fake and fitting in and being, like I said, common. And it's like, okay, but then to stand out and be unique, maybe that's the new
That I firmly believe that, and I guess what I need to understand, people are not necessarily enjoying my collage art, maybe, but I love it. Maybe other people will find it who love it, later.
And maybe it's just the
And that's
beginning.
okay because they're people are being authentic for themselves. If you don't like me, you don't like it. If you like it, great. If you don't, okay, that's great too. That's you being you. I'm not trying to manipulate people. I guess that's the point,
That's the point. And that's the
And you're not trying to manipulate people either. And I think people are used to being manipulated.
I know.
It's not comfortable not to be manipulated, perhaps.
Yeah, but I watch all these videos and there's always the sales pitch and there's the formula that's created. And I was like, you know what? People know that if you want to subscribe, how to do that by now. Like, if you want to, like, I don't need to say all this over and over again to you and Hope to be big enough to actually profit on YouTube. Like, it's gonna happen if it's gonna happen. If I, choose to make that my reality and stay married to YouTube and creating content, who knows? My life isn't based on that outcome. My life is based on being true to my artistic endeavors at this point, and making enough money to take care of my kids and my house. And that's it. Like, that's really how simple I'm gonna make my life at this point. I'm just gonna
And
keep
that's what I
simple.
aspire to as well. I'm not trying to make giant profits. I'm trying to help people who want to be helped and have enough money to be comfortable. You know, we just want to pay our bills. We don't want to have excess. Excess would be nice. I'm not knocking it. Manifesting some excess would be good, but I just don't know. Because when speaking of YouTube or other social media, you're going to run into all these manifestation coaches. You know, is that really what you want to manifest? A big house and seven cars? And is that really what you want? Okay, go for it. I don't want that. I want a nice environment where I can be comfortable and have money for travel or some nice trip to buy some clothes every once in a while, things like that. And I think that is what is be based on my understanding of this new paradigm, this new 2000 year cycle, is really that that's where we're heading. We're heading into being more natural, using what we have, being having nice things, but having not having excessive amount of nice things.
Yeah, but it's like it's the whole thing about energy, what you give, you receive, and whatnot, and the it's a wheel, you keep kind of going and things are in motion. And I was thinking about Todd, the drum maker, and he's so stepping into everything that he is with his wife Harmony, and they're creating the most beautiful atmosphere and opportunity for people. And all they're doing is just being authentically them. And they're offering the gift of knowledge and creation of these drums. They're
And
sharing
community as
art and
well.
community. And it's so natural. And the growth that I'm already seeing and that he's told me about, I was like, that's because you're in an authentic state of being where people that need you will find you because you are standing in alignment with your assignment. Same with you in the drum circle. Like, you're a sound healer, like the star. So it's like, to me, if we all just learn to show up in the way that we're supposed to be showing up, and once we learn who we are, sometimes that takes time. It's like dismantling again that old self and that old ego and things that we thought we were supposed to look like and things we're supposed to wear and how we do our hair. It's like it slowly but surely can start dismantling, and you can finally show up and start, I think, like you said, not profiting, but making a living and supporting your life just by being who you are.
And I firmly believe that's the new paradigm for everybody. I
It's just
guess
going
once
down.
again, I think we're just riding the crest of the wave because we're both nonconformists. That's why
So,
Gemini and Aquarius get along so
I know,
well.
right? We're just up here like, wow, look at all this crazy stuff down there.
All my favorite friends growing up were Aquarius.
Well, it's I don't know. I get bored with practicalities. I love to think about radical opportunities and like the ideas. And I was thinking about that too. I was like, I don't think I have much earth in my chart. I think I'm a lot of fire and air. So I'm a lot of a creative thought is
It
my
is, yeah.
strength. And it's like, yeah, actually, and the only way I can ground is to paint and is to actually put all this into something.
Yeah, and you're
And
working with earthy materials, yeah, with
Yeah.
pigments
Oh, this cat. No. Cat just grabbed a thing.
Oh dear.
That's enough. Think that Emmett's outside wanting in. Let's see what he got. Oh, it's a baby Bluetooth and a little thing. This is Crystal. It's my daughter. You see it? It's really cute. It's like a felt, it's like a jar. And then she did this at Greenwood Tree. It's this school, for home, like homeschooling stuff. She made this little jar. It's like a candle. And I just put
Yeah,
the
it's
dog
very,
in there.
very individual, very unique.
I'm gonna pitch it up. Could be cats. And they want to go outside, but they can't handle it for too long. So then they come back in and they start like climbing up my totem pole and climbing all over the house and getting into things.
Well, speaking of getting into things, I just had another thought, you know, like with you brought Todd up and his passion is drums, right? And then we're talking about me being a Gemini. I feel like I don't have one passion. And so that makes it even harder to market yourself because I do this, this, and this, you know, whereas someone who has one passion and one drive, you know, like my mentor Eli, he's got this blog he writes every morning that's about tarot every morning, specifically about tarot, because he's got the passion for metaphysics and teaching esoteric through Tibet, through tarot. Tarot is one of the things I do. So that makes it even more, I guess, paramount to be unique to yourself. Whereas I think in the old paradigm, I might have felt forced to pick a niche.
Sure.
Okay, you do this and this, pick one and focus on it and promote yourself.
Well, that's what they're asking us to do right now.
But I
And
can't
people are
pick one.
literally, I feel like people are on the fence with it because I keep seeing these videos about like, maybe don't do that. Maybe you should find a niche. Maybe you shouldn't. And it's like,
I couldn't feel like me if I
I'm gonna let
focused
them
on
in.
only one thing.
Your grandson needed in the house, you know.
Oh, Emmett's there.
And he was outside. Every time he comes in, Blue has to sniff his head. Like he gets, I keep threatening it that he's got like brown, he's bringing brownies in.
Oh, dear.
Or fleas. I haven't decided which one it is.
Well,
Damn it.
neither one of them should be in the house, in my opinion, but.
No, I have to banish them sometimes. So yeah, the niche. But you know, I feel you because I think a lot of air signs have this inability to just stay grounded with whatever that train is running to because we fly. We can see that there's so much more in this, you know, this world, like, oh, that looks interesting and that looks fun. It's like I think
Yeah.
if you're talking about like your niche and your industry, I think what you do is you're blending all of them together. And I think you do that really elegantly. I don't think that people are put off by thinking, oh, you do spirit guide drawings and you're a tarot. It's like those are in alignment. Those are both, you know, similar
I guess
messengers.
so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all in the alignment of you're bringing in messages and you're translating and you're helping to transmit the information that's needed for the individual that's coming to you. And as a you know, I think as the air, as you have the ability to get that information faster than some people. So,
Do
that's why you do what you do.
I guess so.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of earth signs and they're just on the ground running and, you know, they're too busy to go up there like that. So they need direction sometimes. I look at like a bird's eye view or as like a, you know, to see it, to rise above and to see it for what it is and a higher perspective. I think that's what you offer. I love your storytelling reading. Like, it's one of my favorite experiences.
Oh, when people get a spirit guide drawing and I tell them the
No,
story.
just like my readings with you have been absolutely unforgettable and life-changing. Like, the guides that have come in, the way that you explain them, what they have to say, what like how you allow the story to unfold into these, like that moment, one of my guides was like, they're offering you a shot of alcohol. Like they want you to take this shot of alcohol. And I was like, oh no, I'm not drinking right now. And but we like playfully took this shot. We're like, thank you, you know, thanks.
Yeah, because
And
they were toasting you. Yeah.
they're toasting. And I was like, but the symbolism of you catching that and feeling the ability to give me that information held so much symbolism later the next couple of days while I kept getting information. But it's just the anchoring of I don't know how to explain your work, but I think that your niche is so unique, but yet it could be broken down to be really, basic bland branding of you're an intuitive tarot reader who does spirit guide. I mean, you could break it down into the bland words, but in intricate. I mean, I think that's why I'm enjoying what do you call them? Your art right now, where you're taking pictures of things because you're a storyteller. So when you're doing all of this, again, you're just creating another route of storytelling and character development. And so it's like everything has, like even tarot, the Toth has the characters, and you talk deeply about them as characters and then how they relate to the other characters. And it's like, your view of the world is so beautiful. And I think that's why us as individuals need to stay true to who we are and express ourselves exactly how that is, because maybe you're what they were looking for. And it's if you didn't show up authentic, then they wouldn't have been able to find you, because
True enough. True enough.
But was there anything that you needed help with? Because we got like 5 minutes regarding any design dismantling signs.
I hadn't come in with any specific questions. What I need most is motivation, because speaking of design, I'd rather go down that way than knuckle down and do the work.
Good work, yeah. Let's look at what could happen or what has happened. I feel you.
And but I think thank you for this conversation, because I really feel like the path for me, and it sounds like for you too, is just to try to present what I do, and try to do it as authentically as possible. Because at this point in my life, I don't think I can compromise anymore like that,
Good.
and
That's
go,
good.
well, what colors do they think that I should put on this, and once again, I just keep seeing all these advertisements with people in yoga positions. Oh my God, I'm so sick of those.
Oh, I know, but that's like do something different. And that's where it's interesting that both you and I have a degree in advertising. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason that we needed to master and understand that route so that we can dismantle it for our spiritual community.
Right.
And
So
I think
this
that,
brings us back to the beginning. So we're going to redesign.
we're going to redesign on how we would like to see our spiritual community show up. We'll just start showing up that way, because that's how it should. We have to start with ourselves, and we have to set the example and the tone for what we expect and what we desire to see. That's how I've been feeling. It's like I just been starting to feel when I watch people talk or do sales, like, how am I feeling about that? And then I'm like, I feel like there's a lot of things that come up if you ask yourself, when you just pause and say, how does this post make me feel? This person's talking to me in that tone in that way. And you'll instantly say, I either feel invisible, they aren't talking
It's
to me.
condescending.
It's condescending. They have an agenda. They want sympathy, empathy, or money. It's like, what is the agenda behind this conversation? And that's why I have such a hard time with social media, because it's becoming a sales industry where everybody has a platform to speak free or to charge. And I've been struggling with it for years now. And I mean, I should be posting every day and promoting my businesses, and I'm like, I just can't. So that's why I'm just gonna show up and be available and remind people that I do this thing. And if they need something in that route, like, and I'm your vibe, call me. Like you said, I'm here. And so, I mean, I love your videos, so I think you should keep doing your shift, gift, and uplift videos and
I know. Well,
sharing.
that's another issue, when it's like it takes so long to upload videos to YouTube. It just gets I don't, people don't know. It's just
Yeah,
tiresome
it
sometimes to
is.
upload them.
Like
So
I dedicate my Tuesday to creating these videos, editing and posting and creating content and links and all the things.
yeah, maybe that's what I need to do is have
Yeah.
a specific
Just have a
day.
set day. Yeah. And then like the thumbnails and making sure that the title's good and doing some, like, it's a lot. You know, but I mean, some of my videos are getting like 14 views and I'm like, I don't really care. You know, I'm just gonna keep going. Because sometimes I get more than that and that makes me happy. But you never know.
No, you don't. And one thing I have been taught over and over again, by my spiritual mentor is if you helped one person, you're successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I like
And it
that.
might not be in ways we know. It could be just watching the video that you made. They
Yeah.
might not contact you for a service, but somehow you shifted their lives for the better. So
That's
you got
good.
to remember that. You know, it's not always about click counts, and it's not always about, what did they call it when people, response rates and all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just the right message at the right time for the right person. You've done this, you know, you've been in the spiritual community long enough where I bet somebody's come up to you at one point and go, you don't know how what you said changed my life. And it's like, no, I
Yeah.
don't. You know, and how, for one person who says that to you, how many other people are there who feel that way? You know.
Yeah, I
But
don't.
universe, yes, it would be nice to have food on the table and clothes for the kids and all that. Come on.
You're so right, 'cause even in like a reading or with these, you know, services, it's just this one little nugget of information that comes through that really impacted everything. Like it was this one little chunk of information that they needed to hear.
And it
And
might show up in one of the 14 people who saw your video.
yeah. So you, like you said, you never know just if your intention is to be there for your community and be, you know, love or whatever your root intention is, then it should just flow into like you said, being available to for your community, whether that's profitable or not. Who cares? Like looking at our community members as dollar signs isn't helping anybody.
No.
Like, oh, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna, oh, I could get, if I made $100 from each of you, that would help me. It's like, what are you walking into? You know, you're walking into people
Yeah, but
who
a
are
lot
trying to
of
do a sales pitch and just
those
like,
big, that's why I don't like those big psychic fairs, because a lot of people who do those, that's their mentality.
well, they're fishing. They're fishing for us to learn about them. And the only ones that I've actually am drawn to are the ones that are in alignment and usually are just sitting there quietly. And I'm like, I'm feeling like I want to talk to you. And then like we open up this really strange conversation. And then if it vibes, it vibes. I don't like pushy sales. Something I want to end with, because I have you here, is this feeling that just came back up, and we can sit with this and you could maybe dig around in some research. But I've been hearing about this power surge where there could possibly be the wiping out of this.
The grid.
Yes.
Well, I've been hearing
And
that for decades. Yeah.
sure. And so if we've been hearing it, it could be in alignment with that whole thing. If we say it enough, when that reality comes,
Right. We focus on it,
it
and
becomes
that's
the reality. But
what all the fear porn's about. Try to guess,
yeah.
but focus on it so it manifests, right?
So I was thinking in my weird way about if you and I are like, oh, we're going to utilize this technology that was created intentionally for broadcasting these spells to the, you know, these little people, our little servants. What if we woke up and we started utilizing it for healing and changing the narrative, and it wasn't in their narrative? Then, when everything gets wiped out, the only people who are attached to this new technology is this elite, this new route that you have to take, which we can't be part of. So they're disempowering us if we aren't going to be conforming to. Like I said, this is my closing statement. And it could, who knows how many years or if it'll ever happen or if this is just another fear tactic, but it has been on my mind, kind of like if it does, where are we all sitting? What are we
Oh.
dependent on, and how can we build a community that can support each other in that shift? And then maybe we just don't want to be on technology, and we need to start finding other ways to commune and gather and do trade, and just like we used to hundreds of years ago.
Well, that I'm sure that's where society's heading anyway.
Yeah.
Well, no, let's rephrase this. If you kind of look at like the Dolores Cannon Two Earths concept, you know, there will be people who are totally wedded to technology, and then there's going to be people who are moving toward a more natural system unity.
Right.
So, and the realities will be their realities no matter what.
Hawk just.
But we're at that point we're still straddling one and the other, so it's very difficult for us. I guess that's why they sent, you know, some in theory the most masterful people to be manifest on Earth right now holding space, because we know we're in that push where momentum it is like a divide coming up,
That's been, yeah, I've been
and
feeling.
so we have to find ways to navigate that, and you know.
Yeah, but I feel like we already innately and intuitively know.
Yeah.
And that we just start shifting vibrationally into those departments. You know, it's like,
Right. It's natural.
this
It's
feels good or this
my
doesn't feel
understanding is a
good.
natural shift
Okay. Instead of it
based
just being
on
like a.
what the desired outcome you have.
That makes sense. So instead of like the whole
But we're
world.
still straddling it right now, so we're seeing both directions simultaneously at the moment.
Yeah. It's a weird
And
place
we're
to
also
be.
seeing who's shifting one way and who's shifting another, aren't we?
Yeah. And then feeling entrapped by the way of the world that we have to navigate through to make profit versus, you know, what's the other way to get through this? And that's where I'm just hanging on for dear life. And trying to stay true and honor my sovereignty while holding finances together somehow magically. It
Yeah, I
always
know.
works out. I just feel like I'm supported and loved, and everything always just works out. And we have to just trust and be ourselves. Anyway. But the hawk just flew by when you were talking. Very
Horace
dramatically.
is here.
Horus. Yeah. And it is. It's kind of like the Age of Horus too, where the benevolent father, right? This new.
Well, one thing I can bring up, because I saw this on TikTok, is also for our focus, because this is new to me too, but this person was so excited about it. For manifestation to ask, hey, universe, show me how good does it get? How good can it be? Show me. And she was so excited because good things started happening to her by just asking that. Hey, universe, show me how good can it be?
Oh.
What a great way to ride the wave into the direction that
Because
is.
it's a diversion of designing. Show me, like, you know, it's she's asking to be seen in another direction. It's just the same idea as the design word again.
Yeah. So I
The
did that
diverting.
yesterday. I followed her advice, and then I was disappointed because construction's work was supposed to start at the cabin, and the contractor called up and said, I have to postpone for a couple weeks. And I was
Oh
like,
no.
darn. But then that opened up the possibility for me to get the drum that Todd refurbished for me, because I told him I can't carry the drum with the construction going on
Okay.
up through
Oh,
this obstacle
interesting.
course. It's too heavy. And then he had offered to give it to me, and it was just like, oh, well, that opened up the possibility to bring it to the light language drumming circle. Everybody gets to initiate the drum together.
Exciting.
Todd's coming.
I'll be there.
Yes. And so now it kind of worked. Show me how good it can be. Well, this is
Right.
better.
And
Let's
you said
bring
that
everyone
before
together.
this
Let's
happened?
celebrate this drum that was built by this wonderful human being and has been refurbished. And then, the construction can wait.
Yeah.
It's not that you said I'm not doing your job. It's like, okay, I'll have to come back in a couple of weeks. But it opened up the door to something I think is great for the whole community.
Right. Yeah.
So I think the universe did show me how good it can be.
Say that again. I want to write it down.
She was like, I'll look for her original video on TikTok
Okay,
and
that'd be
send it
great.
to you too. But she was basically, it was like, hey, universe, just show me how good things can be.
Okay. I like that. Maybe can you put that in the group chat, like in the Facebook group? Just put it in there, that link.
Yeah, I'll see if
If
I can
it
find.
works, if Meta would
I think I
approve of
bookmarked it
TikTok
because it
link.
was she was so excited, and she manifested like twice the money she had expected to for a project the
Yeah.
next day.
I'm gonna try it out. I could use something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like the space. Like, show me how good of a space I could that it could be. Like, because I need something bigger and better and on the single floor level so I can have everybody come. Like, I think about Sammy. Like, I'd love her to be there. And like, I'm on the second floor of this Apothecary building. But yeah, show me how good it could look, how good it could be. And then that's opening my diversion to look at a different angle, or for others to look at a different angle to actually see in the materializing of this new view. Gosh, it's been a lot to take in right now. The way that the world is working right now is so different than it used to be.
It
It's
is.
it almost feels I can't explain. I don't want to put words on it because I think I'll ruin it.
Well, it's like I said when we started, time doesn't even feel real. It feels more fluid than ever.
Yeah. But that's
It's
the time jumping and the multiple timelines where I do feel like when we're more participants in our reality than we used to be. And that there's not as much of a container. Yeah.
that's a very valid point. You know, we're less, we're, how do I say this? It's like we were used to being played as pawns, right? With like the manipulative advertising, for example, that we talked about. And now we're starting to say, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I'm on to that.
I see your bag of tricks, you son of a bitch. Excuse my language, but yeah. Little tricksters. Oh,
So
it's
now
so
that
much
I'm
easier.
onto it, what we talked about, your awareness diffuses the power,
Yeah.
then we can move forward from that, you know, with our own ch choices and our own intention. And
Yeah.
that goes with to a lot of things, including marketing.
Yeah, and just another closing is to be with nature. I mean, I'm sitting in the woods, but with the year of the wooden dragon, I have already experienced some very, very, very unexpected messages from nature, especially the trees.
That makes sense. Okay.
So
That's
the
good for you.
trees, it's hard to explain it. I want to, but I also don't want to sound like a crazy person. But I guess that's what I'm here for, is to just show up
Well,
and speak. So
yes.
the
Yes.
divine timing and the belief that you will be living in the best life, and that you're saying, show me all these things. Like, I believe that when I wake up, I will be guided and in alignment and where I'm supposed to be at the right time. So one of my mantras is, when I'm feeling in a hurry or like I'm late getting the kids to school, I say, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be at exactly the right time. And I take a breath and I slow down. And I constantly get put behind slow people. And I'm like, it's okay. Everything's fine. I'm gonna just
It
show up where I'm supposed to. And then this
is.
one day I was coming back. It was really stormy. I think it was snowing. Might have been snowy, icy or something. Or anyway. And so I was dropped her off. And as I was coming back, I live in the woods and I was going through the Indian road, the very backwoods. And this one tree, I think it was a cedar, had this only tree, it just went like this, just waved at me. And I was like, hi. And I waved at it like that. And it was like, slow down. I could feel it saying, just watch out for what's in front of you. Can you hear me? And I was like, okay. And so I just all of a sudden got this overwhelming sense of peace, but I'd slow down. And then there'd be times like I'd slow down even more. And this one moment, I was just feeling like, okay, I'm slowing down. Usually I'd go and rocket down this road, but I was like, I'm slow. All of a sudden, right in front of me, this tree falls.
Fell. Oh my
And
gosh.
if I was
a little
Five.
faster.
Yep. It would have been on my car with my daughter. And it was just like this. And it was like this. It was like falling. And then I was like, excuse me. And I just drove around it with like, I already knew you were falling. And I already knew that the time was perfect. And thank you for, and I was like, I'm sorry for your branch falling. I even acknowledged that this tree had lost a branch, but I knew that I was being forewarned by nature and the subtleties that it's like, if I wasn't tapped in and trusting, and I would have just ignored it and thought about something that I was in a hurry to get to, I was present. And that's why I'm like, I keep feeling like this energy with the tree medicine is to slow down, be in alignment, their antennas to the heavens, getting grounded with the energy of the wooden dragon this year. I mean, it's an elemental. I think dragons are elementals. And so I think that they are going to be working with the trees a little bit easier than.
It's interesting because I saw a tree come down too,
Okay.
and it was at, I was picking up a package, so I was at the entrance level of our the community I live in, the gated community, and there's a mailbox,
Yeah.
and it came crashing down right by the mailbox. But I was picking up a package in another area, and about an hour or two earlier, I had been right at that mailbox. And I would, if any, if I had been there, I would have been hit by a tree. I mean, it went down and shattered. And it was so interesting to watch and see and hear the noise and watch all of this debris
Powerful.
spill out. And so it's interesting you bring that up, that the trees are talking to us, because I normally wouldn't be there at that time to witness it. It's not near my ho actual home.
Interesting.
And there's a power in those trees. My
Yeah.
goodness,
Yeah.
yes.
But it's such a subtlety, and there's something about in our dreams. Like, I got forewarned in my dreams also. And I think a lot of us, once we start surrendering, and connecting and
Yeah, well, your
yes,
story is very interesting with
it
the
was a just this
movement and
one
the
tree.
slow down and the
Oh yeah, I was
and
like,
then wow. So I mean, I'm just bringing my story up because I can relate to what you're telling, but your stories even take it and amplify it even further with the what happened. It's like, wow.
but how often do we just drive by the trees because we're thinking about where we have to be? How many times have you not acknowledged that that tree has existed above this mailbox? The other thing is,
Yeah.
like, trees don't talk, but they do share their story sometimes when they fall, when they squeak, the birds. Like, there's a lot of information and knowledge right now coming through. So I just think it's about, like, slow down. Say thank you, say hello. Like, it's just such a different vibe, the friendship with the
Even looking
birds.
up, we don't look
Yeah.
up.
I
We don't look up
know.
at the trees.
Or the stars. Like, I spend so much time inside and it's winter, but I was like, God, you go outside, it's just like, I am so tiny and this is so amazing. But yeah. So I think just slowing down, going for the ride, riding that wave. Well, I'm so glad you showed up and we got to talk. Because
Yeah.
this was a conversation that was like a little daunting to talk to myself about.
Yeah.
So having you being a sounding board and understanding the industry and
And thank you too, because you understand where I'm coming from as well. Yeah. And hopefully people watching this will understand where we're coming from too.
obviously. Yeah, I think they will. I think whoever's supposed to see it sees it and it'll be digested, however. So, always good talking to you.
And same here, and I'll see you on
See
Sunday,
you
and
Sunday.
we'll unveil the powwow
I'm
drum.
so excited. When I saw that, I was like,
I know Todd contacted me and said, "Do you want to see a photo of it? Do you want to be surprised?" I said, "I want to be surprised." And he was a little
meh.
disappointed. He wanted to show
Oh,
it off.
that's like me. Like, don't tell me like the beginning of the story or like any, previews. I want it to be all encompassed in that one moment. I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yay. Okay.
All right.
See you on Sunday.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.